From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Educators consider chronic absenteeism a red alert, a blaring sign that a student might be academically at risk. As Capital Public Radio's Chris Nichols reports, schools and parents now have a new tool to investigate this critical problem.
This tool comes in the form of rich new data collected by UC Davis and other researchers. They produced a study pinpointing the type of schools that struggle with chronic absence and exactly where those schools are located. Researchers found chronic absence affects more than 800 public schools in the state. That's a problem where 20% or more of their students miss so much school they are deemed academically at risk. Schools have collected attendance data for years, but a new state reporting requirement allowed researchers to better examine the depth of the problem. Hetty Chang is with the education initiative Attendance Works. She says educators can use the data to identify grade school students who need help.
Well, if a kid misses so much school in kindergarten and first, the chances of them reading proficiently by the end of third grade are pretty slim. If a kid isn't reading proficiently by the end of third grade because they were chronically absent earlier, it means that even though they show up, they're still falling behind.
The study found many small rural counties in Northern California struggle with high levels of chronic absence. Researchers cited a success story at an Oakland high school that created an attendance team. It identified students at risk, used school nurses and mentors and other staff to check in with students multiple times per week about barriers to attendance, and dramatically reduced the problem. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
There's a link to the report's interactive map, which shows absentee rates at schools across the state, at krcb.org/news, where you'll find this and other stories. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.